Coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance, the All Share down 1.7% by the finish, as you can see there. Losses coming through across the board. Financial 15, though, hardest hit today, pulling back 2.5%. We've had the Industrial 25 losing 1.7% and the Resources 10 component 1.3% in the red. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the equity space, Graham Frank from PSG Wealth Santander. Thanks so much, Graham, for joining us this evening. So something that started off as being about, tariffs and retaliation, now moving to a broader trade war where we're looking at banning companies. How unnerved are you? And is it triggering any movement in your positioning on the market? Or are you merely captivated, you know, almost like watching a bad movie that you can't take your eyes off?
Yeah, I mean, on that note specifically, I read an interesting article saying that the market at the moment is like a whack-a-mole, that child game where, you know, you wait for the next thing to pop up and you try and deal with it. So whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's China, whether it's Theresa May, internationally, then we've got our own political scene. So it's been a torrid month. I was just looking, as of the end of April, so the first few months, 4 months ended April, the JSE, the All Share Index was up 12-13%. Mm-hmm. We've given back almost 9 or 10% of that so far in May alone. So it really has been a pretty awful market. And as you alluded to in the introduction, the bad news or any hint of bad news on a company-specific front has been absolutely smashed at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a look at the Rand before we go to any company-specific news, because seeing weakness filtered through, of course, some of those global risk scenarios exerting pressure. Locally, though, the fact that we've got the Reserve Bank having said that we're potentially looking at a rate cut come the first quarter of 2020, adding its own bit of downward pressure too.
Yeah. Again, looking at the rand just for May, which has been a very volatile month, we started the month at about 14.50 thereabouts, and then on the back of what everyone thought was an okay-ish election, it strengthened to 14.15, 14.20, and it's come all the way back to 14.45. So within the month, it's been volatile, but so far it hasn't actually weakened if you look at the month in totality. But on your question regarding the MPC, in my opinion, no real surprise that the tone is towards cutting. Generally speaking, inflation remains benign in a very low growth environment. And we've seen that now, and we've seen that for the past few years.
To the extent that the Reserve Bank has revised downward its growth forecast for South Africa for this year from 1.3% to 1% currently. In that context, let's take a look at some of the company news. Mediclinic out with numbers today. It remains in the red. It's also, more as a result of the impairments that it's been suffering over the period. Your view on Mediclinic right now, because it still seems to be getting its ducks in a row.
Yeah, I mean, it came out with poor numbers at a loss perspective. I think the market breathed a little bit of a sigh of relief that they maintained the dividend in a very weak environment. But to put it into perspective, they did the El Nur transaction when they reverse listed in London at 204 Rand a share, and it closed today, I think, around 59 odd Rand. So it's down 71%. From that peak level. So it's really had a torrid time. And again, like many, many corporates, most of the pain has been experienced overseas.
Yeah, absolutely. Shares in Massmart in the meantime, which own Game and Macro, fell 12.5% today in early trade after it said that its earnings for the 6 months to June could more than half. And this illustrative of some of the challenges these retailers are facing locally.
Yeah, absolutely. They said headline earnings could share 50 drop 50%. I just looked from when Walmart purchased Massmart to the close today, it's down 81%. So again, no real surprise that Mr. Hayward resigned. Mm. I'm not sure how much of that was voluntarily after a high-profile Walmart delegation came out to South Africa, and they're going to now fly in, by all accounts, a fairly aggressive cost-cutting, restructuring Walmart American executive. So I'm not sure if I'd like to be working at Massmart in the next year or two.
What do you make of this appointment that's been made? I mean, does it elevate your confidence levels given, the kind of profile he comes in with?
He comes with an aggressive profile, as you mentioned earlier, from Japan, but prior to Japan in a number of countries leading up to that. So very much seen as a problem shooter. I think the market's going to adopt a wait and see attitude. A, you've got Massmart specific problems. on top of a very, very weak retail environment at the moment.
Okay. Brait, in the meantime, NAV revised down another 25% to 42 Rand. You were saying, though, that it still means it's trading at a 50% discount. So yeah. Are you seeing opportunity and value in Brait?
Yeah, as you mentioned, I think they said the new net asset value is about 42 Rand. But again, those numbers were as of the end of March. Markets have gone definitely downwards a lot March to now. So the share price now, relative to the March NAV, is trading at a 50% discount. But they did also highlight in the announcement that the risk on a valuation perspective for their own net asset value is to the downside. Mm-hmm. So again, no real surprise that it's trading at a chunky discount. Whether it should be as high as 50%, again, I think the market's very, very uncertain with Brait, new look and all the problems they've had.
Okay, so uncertainty there. Where are you feeling a little bit more inspired? What's your stock pick right now?
So I'm going to go for BHP Billiton. I know all the miners have come under pressure. Commodity prices have come under pressure on the back of China. I think BHP in particular has massively improved their balance sheet over the last couple of years. Their dividend yield is about 6% at the moment. So perhaps a little bit boring in the mining space, but at the moment, boring is good, especially from a diversified mining perspective.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Graham, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Graham Frank is with PSG Wealth Sandton. What's your stock pick right now?
So I'm going to go for BHP Billiton. I know all the miners have come under pressure. Commodity prices have come under pressure on the back of China. I think BHP in particular has massively improved their balance sheet over the last couple of years. Their dividend yield is about 6% at the moment. So perhaps a little bit boring in the mining space, but at the moment, boring is good, especially from a diversified mining perspective.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Graham, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Graham Frank is with PSG Wealth Sandton.